On today's Lely Radio Sports page, it is our Let's Get to Know segment with Knoxville girls basketball senior Anna Butel. Anna, you ready to get to know you?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Do you have a pregame ritual that you have to go through before basketball?
I do. I have to listen to the same playlist that I have curated since, like, middle school. I listen to it all day long. I do not play any other music throughout the day.
And what is the favorite song on that list?
That's a good one. Probably You Should See Me in a Crown by Billie Eilish.
Okay. And a post-game meal or a restaurant you have to go to?
Always Subway.
All right. Favorite sandwich or just whatever?
Yeah, I get the Subway Club on Monterey Cheddar with lettuce and pickles.
All right. Is there a favorite opposing gymnasium that you like to play in? Maybe you've had a good game in, or maybe you have a memory from a big win?
That's a good question. I would have to say Oskaloosa, just because we usually play them on a Saturday, so the crowd isn't messing me up. Like, they don't have a big student section or anything. And last year I dropped 3 threes on Deja Foster, and I scored my all-time high 14 points.
Do you have a hobby?
Basketball.
All right. Favorite movie?
Anything Marvel.
TV show or YouTube channel that you like to watch?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I don't watch too much of either anymore, but when I was growing up, I loved to watch the Dolan Twins on YouTube.
Favorite holiday?
Oh, either 4th of July or my birthday.
Your birthday is a holiday?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why 4th of July? Just summer and get to see fireworks?
Yeah, it's a great day in the summer. I always go to some cookout with my family. Food's amazing. It's nice out. Fireworks are fun to watch. Like, it's just an all-around good day.
Favorite high school sports memory to this point?
Oh, that's tough. I would say sweeping Eddyville this year and winning conference in volleyball.
That's a good one. Do you have any superstitions?
Oh, not necessarily. I like one side of the court better than the other, but that's about it.
When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up, and does it differ now?
When I was younger, I wanted to be a WNBA player. And yes, now I'm looking to go into the medical field, either neurological physical therapy or nuclear medicine.
Just curious, do you have a favorite WNBA player?
She's a little lesser known. Her name's Jalen Agnew. She graduated from Creighton, and when I was younger, that was my dream school. So,
any siblings, and how well do you get along with them?
Yeah, I have two brothers. My older brother, John, is a sophomore at Iowa State, and my younger brother, Tommy, is a freshman here. And I think we get along pretty well.
Hawkeyes or Cyclones or another team?
If I had to choose Hawkeyes or Cyclones, I would choose Cyclones only because John's there, but personally, I'm a KU fan.
Oh, really? Go Jayhawks?
Yeah, I'm looking to go there next fall.
Best vacation you've ever been on?
Best one I've been on so far was probably a cruise that we took down to Cozumel, Mexico. But this spring, we're going to Ireland when John is studying abroad, and I'm really excited for that.
Well, the next question, where do you want to travel to see? Is that, do we just kill that question too?
Just a little bit.
any pets, and if you do, tell us about them.
Yeah, I have a golden doodle, Homer. That's his name. He is very energetic, does not stop barking, but he is the cutest thing on planet Earth.
What app is the most used on your phone?
It's going to sound bad. Social media, good old Snapchat.
That is a very popular media with the youth of today.
Yeah, it's a really convenient way to talk to all your friends and just, like, keep in touch with everyone.
Midnight snack. If you're hungry around midnight, what's the go-to?
I will never turn down a bowl of ice cream.
Favorite flavor?
Oh, it differs. Depends on the day. Depends on the mood. Work at Cone Corner, so I get to eat a lot of it.
If you could go on a shopping spree at any store, if I just gave you a pile of money and said, go at it, where would you go?
Lululemon.
And what is that and why?
It's athletic gear, but it's on the pricier side. It's just really nice quality stuff. And with my long legs, I never really find leggings that fit me, and theirs fit me. So
So I will probably need to take out a big loan. You said it was kind of pricey?
Yeah, but it's on the pricier side.
Favorite family tradition?
Oh, we have so many. I would probably say Christmas morning, we do not do anything before we open stockings.
And if you could snap your fingers and make one thing in the world better, what would it be? That's a pretty heavy question there.
Yeah, and I'm going to give a pretty heavy answer. I would like to get rid of cancer.
And not surprising, you have been directly affected by it, and you've seen a lot of people directly affected by it. And Panthers versus Cancer, one of your favorite events of the year.
Absolutely. I love Panthers versus Cancer. It's switching up a little bit this year, but I hope our crowd stays the same.
Top thing on your bucket list?
Ooh, that's a good one. Probably just to travel a lot when I get older.
What famous person in history would you want to spend a day with? They could be living or they could have passed on.
Oh, man.
I know these are tough questions.
Hard questions. I can't think of any right now. They all blank as soon as you ask a question. I'm going to say Zac Efron because of High School Musical.
Anna Butel, thanks for letting us get to know you, and best of luck.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.